Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Yeah, before I start, I just want to greet each and every one of you a belated Happy New Year.
开始早间的信息之前，向大家问一个新年好，虽然有点晚。
It's better late than never, right?
是有点晚，对吗？
I hope that in this year we will have more growth in our life.
我希望在今年我们的生命会更有长进。
We will be more like him.
我们会更加像他
and more dependent upon him,
更加倚靠他
which is the message today.
今天这是我的信息
Oh, may our heart be more draw closer to him.
愿我们的心更加靠近他
Especially when we see that the Lord's coming is so near.
特别当我们知道主的再来非常的近了
Therefore, let us give us wisdom.
愿主给我们智慧
That we will seek the things which are above.
让我们来追求上好的
For the things which are above is eternal.
因为上面的事情是存到永远的
Things on earth are one day temporary will go away.
而地上的事情都是短暂的
Let's turn our Bible today to Colossians.
让我们今天来翻到圣经哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章
Verse 24 to 29.
24节到29节
Okay, I'll read it first in English.
我先读英文。
Those who have the King James version can read it together with me.
如果你有 King James 的版本的话，请你与我一起读英文。
And our sister will lead you in Chinese.
姊妹会与会众一同读中文。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh, for His body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister.According to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among you, among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let me repeat again. This mysteryTo whom God hath made known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
哥罗西书第一章二十四到二十九节，当会众读到二十七节的时候，请重复二十七节、二十四节。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我身上基督患难的缺欠，我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事。要把神的道理传得全备，这道理就是经历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，正建议叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。二十七节，神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他，是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大力，尽心竭力。
Let's give importance to verse 28.
再请会众注意二十八节。
He said that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
二十八节讲到要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Another verse in Ephesians.
下一节圣经是以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章以弗所书第四章。
Let's read from 11 to 13.
让我们一同读十一节到十三节。
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书第四章十一到十三节，会众一起读。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师、教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长成人，满有基督长成的生量。
Here he says again in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints.
这里到十二节里面也讲到为要成全圣徒。
And he says here, unto a perfect man.
他说满有基督长成的生量。
In other words, the purpose of God's, you know, revealing himself to us.
让我们好叫我们知道基督为什么被启示给我们。
Oh, he's working in us.
他的工作在我们的里面
is to bring us into spiritual maturity.
好叫我们在属灵上满有基督长成的生量。
Another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
还有一处圣经就是哥林多前书第二章第二节。
Say, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before your presence.
主耶稣，我们早先来到你同在的光中。
We come with a humble spirit.
愿我们有一颗谦卑的灵。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, speak.
让我们都有一个祷告的心智，说主啊，求你说话。
Lord, reveal yourself to us.
愿你自己把自己启示给我们。
Oh, that we may know more concerning you.
好叫我们更加知道你。
This we pray in your most precious name.
我们的祷告奉你最宝贵的名。Amen.
Last October, which is my last message, I share with you concerning a very important phrase.
上一次就是去年十月的时候，我与会众讲到了一个非常重要的经节。
Is Christ in you the hope of glory?
就是基督在你们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
This Christ in you has a lot of implications.
这个基督在我们的里面有许多的意义。
The Bible revealed to us Christ in you is a truth revealed.
圣经告诉我们，基督在我们的里面是一个真理被启示。
It is not just a slogan.
不是一个口号。
It is not just a hope.
不是一个，只是一个希望。
That day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ,
不是到了那一，只是那一天我们接受耶稣基督。
He lives in us.
从那一天起，他就住在我们之
间。And this is a mystery, a secret that has been hidden in the ages.
这个是在历世历代直到今天
，today
以前被隐藏，现在被启示的奥秘。
Today through the Apostle Paul, he revealed that it is Christ in you.
今天急着使徒保罗向我们启示出来，基督就在我们的里面。
He wants to what? Make home in our hearts.
他好要我住在我们的心里。
Secondly, Christ in you is a what? It's a lifestyle we need to live by.
还有一点就是，基督住在我们的里面是我们的生活的方式。
He is not just there to be a visitor.
他不是来只是来探访一下。
Neither is he just a permanent resident.
他也不是永久的居民。
Today Christ in you, he is the man of the house.
他今天住在我们的里面，成为我们家中的主人。
He is the one who is in control of all our living.
他是我们生活目标所有的主宰者。
Before we are the one who is the center.
以前我们自己是以自我为中心。
What I want is that what I do.
我想要的我就去做。
But after we become the children of God.
但是当我们成了神的儿女之后。
It is what he wants that matters.
而是他想要什么成为中心。
Christ in you.
基督在我们的里面。
Give us the strength to carry out what God wants us to do.
好叫我们知道神叫我们要做什么。
You know, whether it's a gospel preaching.
不管是传福音
whether it's in our service,
还是我们服事
today he is the strength that can carry us out what God wants us to do.
他赐给我们力量，好叫我们成全他的旨意。
Christ in you,
基督在我们的里面
separates us from everything that is common.
叫我们与世俗不再以世俗为友。
Today, why are we so special?
为什么我们是如此特殊的子民？
Is it because we are better than other people?
难道是因为我们比别人好吗？
Is it we are more intelligent than other people?
还是我们比别人更聪明？
Today we are, the first Peter said,
但彼得前书说道，
We are a chosen generation, a peculiar people.
我们是被拣选的族类，是特殊的子民。
It's all because Christ is in us.
全都因为皆因基督在我们的里面。
Then he says, "You Christ in you, the hope of glory."
然后他讲到基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
What is this hope?
这个盼望是什么呢
？It assures us.
这个就是来告诉、确保我们。
Or guarantee us that we had an intimate relationship with the God of the universe.
保证我们。在我们的里面，我们可以与宇宙万物的主宰有非常亲密的个人之间的关系。
Anytime, anywhere,
不管是何处，不管是何时，
we just need to turn to him.
只要我们转向他，
he is there.
他就总那儿，在那儿为我们。
The Chinese has a saying.
中国的谚语说道，
近了不能再近。
Close cannot be too close.
There's nothing more closer than that.
没有再近的。
Because he is in us.
因为他在我们的里面。
Secondly,
第二点，
he assures us that because he is in us, then we are the temple of God.
他答应我们说他是，我们是他的殿。
And therefore we,If God is holy, we need to be holy.
所以如果神是圣的，圣洁的话，我们一定要是圣洁的。
Thirdly,
第三点，
He guarantees us that in whatever situation we are, He will what? Bring us through.
他保证我们，不管我们的光景如何，他一定要带领我们经过。
Because He is sufficient enough.
因为他是全有全足全丰的神。
He is our sufficiency.
他是我们所有的需要。
Sometimes we feel like it seems like it's impossible to go through this situation.
有的时候我们感觉到我们的力量真的不能支持我们经过这个光景。
But every time we can testify.
但是每次我们都可以做见证说，
Then we turn to him.
只要我们转向他，
He will always bring us through.
他总是要带我们经过。
As the psalmist says.
正如诗篇的作者讲
道， Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，我也不致遭害，因为你与我同在。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
It also guarantees us that he will transform us, what? To a person he wants us to be.
使我们知道我们一定会被改变成他荣耀的形状。
Sometimes we feel like we are not just like what God wants us to be.
有的我们经常觉得我们就不是神想让我们成为的那个样式。
Chinese say 不像样。
Just not like what He wants us to be.
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
God guarantees us.
主确给我们确据。
That He will transform us, change us from glory to glory.
他要把我们从荣耀，让我们荣上加荣的转变形象。
Lastly,
最后一点，
He will guarantee us that we will receive the glory which He promised us.
到有一天，他一定会让我们能够有这个荣形，就是他所应许的。
That's why we don't pursue after the things on this earth.
因此我们不是追求这世界上的。
Even the glory of this earth one day will pass away.
世界上所有的虚荣都会转眼成空。
What we hoping for.
我们所希望的。
Is the glory that we will be receiving.
是我们有一天要从主那里接受的荣耀。
It is eternal glory.
就是永远的存到永远的荣耀。
This is our hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是基督在我们的里面有荣耀的盼望。
No, but so this is the message of the church.
这是我们教会的信息。
That's why when Paul went to the Corinthian believers.
当保罗到哥林多教会的时候，
Paul said.
保罗说，
I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified.
所以我到你们之间不知道别的，我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
There might be a lot of problems in the church in Corinth.
也许在哥罗的确在哥林多教会里有许多的问题。
Yet the answer, the solution to each and every problem is Christ and Him crucified.
但是这问题所有的终究的答案就是基督并他钉十字架。
But that is not the end of the story.
但是这不是这个故事的结局。
Colossians tells us in verse 28.
哥罗西书在二十八节告诉我们说，
that, we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他， 是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
All the revelation that you receive from him，
我们从他领受的所有的启示，
All the experiences，
所有的经历，
is for one purpose，
只有一个目的，
that we will reach spiritual maturity，
好叫我们达到属灵的成熟，
that we will be more like him，
好叫我们更加像他，
that we will be more dependent upon him，
好叫我们更加的来依靠他。
Now today， what are the ways in which we reach into this spiritual maturity？
那我们怎么能才能达到这个属灵满有长成的身量呢？
The first is we should know more about him。
第一点，我们就要更加认识基督。
We need to know more about him。
我们要更加认识基督。
The more we know about him, the more we are attracted to him。
我们越多的认识基督，我们就越被他吸引。
The more we are attracted to him, the more we want to what? To depend upon him in every kind of situation。
我们越被他吸引，我们就越依靠他。
Before I worked in a computer company。
以前我曾经在一个计算机公司工作。
I really had no love for computers。
我真的一点也不喜欢计算机这个当行业。
But you know, as I try to look at how the computer works。
所以当我看看计算机它是怎么样工作的时候。
Then we say, wow, what a little machine like that can do a lot of things for you, right?
我就很诧异，说这么小的一个机器可以做那么多的工。
Our God is more than a computer。
我们的神远胜这个计算机。
He's the God of the universe。
他是宇宙万有的神。
Today the Bible tells us so much concerning who God is。
在圣经里，这个神的话语告诉我们这么多关于谁，我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
In the Old Testament, God revealed to us by His name。
在旧约里面，神藉着他的名向我们启示他的个性。
In the Old Testament, there are the many names of God。
在旧约里有许多神的名。
Today I want to share with you some of these names。
我今天想要与会众一起分享神的名。
For this name is a revelation of who He is and who He is to His people。
好，叫我们知道他是谁，我们是什么样的子民。
The first name is Elohim。
第一点我要讲的是大能的神。
I hope the young people you need to write it down。
我希望这些年轻人能够写下来。
His name is Elohim。
他的名字叫 Elohim， 大能的神。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says。
在创世纪第一章第一节讲到。
In the beginning, God created the universe。
是在起初神创造天地。
This is God, the God who lives in you is the God of the universe。
那位住在你心里的神是创造宇宙万有的神。
Brothers and sisters, don't believe this matter。
弟兄姊妹们，千万不要小看这件事。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, God lives in me." Then what?
那有的时候我们就只是想想，神住在我们的里面，那又能怎么样？
When we need him, we pick him up. We don't need him, we just leave him aside.
当我们需要他的时候，我们就来找他；我们不需要他的时候，他就与我们没关。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool.
他说天是我的居所，地是我的脚凳。
In other words, God is so big, he cannot be contained with this physical earth.
换句话说，神是如此的博大，这个有限的空间是没有办法让他居住的。
Yet today,
但是
he became that life-giving spirit.
他却成为赐生命的灵
to dwell in us.
来居在我们的里面。
Hallelujah, he is Elohim.
赞美主，他是全能的大能的神。
Secondly, he is Yahweh.
第二点，他是永在的神。
He's the great I am.
他是那位自有拥有的神。
You know, at that time when Moses was commissioned by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
当神来召摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
Moses asked God, then how I will tell your people?
摩西就问神说，那我怎么告诉这些人呢？
How, what is your name?
你叫什么名字呢？
Then God said, I'm Yahweh.
神就告诉他，我是永在的神。
I am that I am.
我是自有拥有的神。
I am that I am.
我是自有拥有的神。
When I was young, I don't understand. What do you mean? Your name is I am.
我小的时候不知道什么叫我是。
It's not a complete sentence.
好像这不是一个完全的一句话。
But really, it's really so meaningful.
但是里面的意义却如此丰富。
He is I am.
他是那位我是。
Because whatever we need, he is.
不管我们需要什么，他都是。
We need wisdom. I am wisdom.
如果我们需要智慧，他是智慧。
When we are weak, we need strength. Here I am strength.
当我们软弱的时候，我们需要力量，他是我们的力量。
Is that wonderful?
这不奇妙吗？
He is that great I am.
他是那位伟大的我是。
Thirdly, he is Abba.
第三点，他是我们的阿爸父。
He is Abba Father.
他是我们的阿爸父。
You know, when I was young. I don't have much experience with this.
他就我自己的经历，我没有那么多的经历。
But when my father passed away,
但是当我的父亲过世的时候
，I start to experience he's my Abba Father.
我开始知道我们的天父是我的阿巴父。
The God, not only he is God of the universe.
他不仅是宇宙的主宰。
He is so close to us. He is my Abba Father.
他在我的心里是如此的亲密，他是我的阿巴父。
You know, when I miss my dad so much.
我如此的想念我的父亲
because he is always my guidance.
因为他总是在那里信实的引导我
I can say anything to him.
我可以对他敞开心怀想任何的事情
So when he passed away, I feel like there is something missing.
所以当他过世的时候我心里有一个大的空缺
But thank God.
但是感谢主
When I turn to him,
当我转向他的时候
He is my Abba Father.
他是我的阿巴父
I hope brothers and sisters, we just need to experience that.
我希望弟兄姊妹们真有这样一个真实的经历。
Third, number four.
第四点。
He's El Roy.
他是 El Roy, 看顾人的神。
He is in Genesis chapter 16 verse 13.
在创世纪十一章十六节里面开始讲到。
He's El Roy.
他是看顾人的神。
The God who sees.
那位神是看顾我们的神。
No, that time is this situation happened during when Sarah cast out Hagar into the wilderness.
当撒来把夏甲赶到旷野中的时候。
Because when Sarah has a child.
当撒来不能生孩子的时候。
No, let me go back, okay?
让我再回到再重新开始讲这个故事。
No, Sarah cannot have a child.
当撒来不能有孩子的
时候。So he gave his mistress Hagar to Abram so that she can have a child.
他把他的使女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕
and Hagar,
好叫他从撒来生孩子。然后夏甲就怀孕了。
And the Bible tells us, and Hagar despised Sarah.
圣经里告诉我们，夏甲就轻待她的祖母。
So in other words, Sarah was a little bit jealous.
所以换句话说，撒来她就嫉妒。
So he told Abraham.
他就告诉亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham says, you know, do whatever that pleases you.
亚伯拉罕就说，看你认为好的去做。
And the Bible tells us, and Sarah dealt Hagar harshly.
圣经上就告诉我们，撒来就苦待夏甲。
So Hagar ran away from Sarah.
所以夏甲就从他的家中逃跑。
And he went into the wilderness.
他到了旷野当中。
There at the fountain of waters, the Lord what appeared to Sarah, to Hagar.
在水泉的旁边，神就向夏甲显现。
So why are you here?
你为什么在这里
I'm running from my mistress Sarah.
夏甲说我来逃跑我主女 主母
And he said, and the Lord said, return to your master Sarah.
他说主就对他说请你回到你主母那里去
Be subject to Sarah.
你去服在他的手下
For you are with a child.
因为你现在是有身孕
And his name shall be called Ishmael.
他的名字要叫以实玛利
And I will multiply thy seeds.
我会让他成为大族。
Before the Lord appeared to Hagar,
在主对夏甲显现之前
Hagar has no hope anymore.
夏甲没有任何希望。
He is in the wilderness, and Sarah doesn't want her anymore. He's like in end of the road.
他在旷野里面，他的祖母撒来不让他回去。他简直走到死路一条。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
When no one understands you.
当没有人来理解你的时候
when you are at the end of the road,
当你觉得已经走到路的尽头的时候
and no one sees you,
没人能够看顾你的时候
He is what El Roy.
他是那个看顾你的神
He is the God who sees.
他是那位看顾我们的神
And he watches over us.
他总是这样的眷顾我们
A lot of times when we experience this kind of a hardship,
yeah, you,许多时候我们经历一些苦难
when we felt like in a workplace we didn't do us justice
那我们经常觉得在工作的地方我们被苦待了
remember he's the God who sees you
记住请你记住他是那位看顾我们的神
he watches over us
他总是在眷顾着我们
number five
第五点
he's El Shaddai
他是全能的神
how about let's turn to Psalms 91 verse 1
让我们来翻到圣经诗篇九十一章。
This is a wonderful verse.
这是一个非常美的佳句。
They always call this the divine 911.
他们总是说这是神圣的应急电话九幺幺。
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
诗篇第九十一篇第一节，住在至高者隐秘处的。 必住在全能者的荫下。
In other words, the Almighty is El Shaddai.
换句话说，他是至高神。
You know, he,
他是全能的神。
He's the overpowering one.
他是全能的神。
You know, the translator of the Bible has a hard time translating the word Almighty.
所以，当这个翻译圣经的这个学者他在翻译圣经的时候，他不知道怎么样用确切的字眼来翻译至高者。
The content is just too big.
因为这个字眼的内容实在是太博大了。
Because the meaning of the Almighty means what He intends to do, He will do, regardless of the opposition.
就是因为这个本身的字义，就是说他只要做的，他绝对能做成，不管是什么样的境况。
So they find a word overpowerer.
所以他们就找了另外一个词源叫具有全能全能的神。
Sometimes we feel like the odds are all against us.
所以有时候我们觉得我们的环境与我们为敌。
It is impossible to be saved.
我们不可能被拯救。
Yet,
但是
we found out that God can save.
我们知道神可以拯救我们。
He is the Almighty One.
他是一个全能的神。
Today we can hide under the shadow of His wings.
我们可以躲藏在他翅膀的荫下。
We can find shelter. We can find refuge in Him.
他是我们的保障，他是我们避难所。
So whenever we met such kind of problems,
所以不管我们是什么样的问题，
don't go to people.
不要去找人来得救。
I always, you know, found out.
我总是发现，
when we go to people,
当我们去求人的时候，
the only thing they can say is that I hope it will be better.
那人们会对我们说，我希望事情会有转机。
And when you return, when you go to the brothers and sisters,
你去弟兄姊妹的们寻帮助的时候，
you know what they say?
他们会说什么呢？
We'll pray for you.
他们会说我们为你祷告。
In other words, let's go back to the source.
换句话说，我们再回到我们的源泉当中。
Let's go back to the solution of the problem.
我们再回到我们问题的源泉
当中。So when we had a problem, dial 911.
我们有问题的时候，我们就打应急电话911。
Come to this divine 911.
来到这个神圣的911
面前。He is the El Shaddai.
他是我们全有全足全丰的神。
We just find refuge in Him. We just find answers and solutions in this person, the Almighty.
只要我们投靠在翅膀的荫下，我们的问题在这一位全能的神下都会迎刃而解。
The number six.
第六点。
He is Jehovah Jireh.
他是耶和华以勒。
He is the great I am. He is the Lord who provides.
他是那位供给的神。
You know, in Genesis chapter 22.
在创世纪二十二章的时候，
we know that the Lord commanded Abraham to what? To sacrifice Isaac.
我们知道主告诉亚伯拉罕来献以撒为祭。
And we know it's a test.
我们知道这是对以撒的一个试验。
And Abraham, you know, obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕就听从神。
So when he brought Isaac to that altar,
当他把以撒带到祭坛上的时候，
Isaac asked this question.
以撒就问他的爸爸一个问题。
He said, "We have the wood, we have the fire, but where is the animal to be sacrificed?"
他说我们已经有木柴，也有火了，那祭牲在哪里呢？
You know what did Abraham said?
那亚伯拉罕说什么呢？
The Lord will provide.
他说主会预备。
So when he put Isaac on the altar,
当他把以撒放在祭坛上的时候，
when he is about to slay him,
当他要举刀杀他的时候，
suddenly they found out there is a ram caught by the thicket.On his horns.
所以突然他们就转眼望去，看到有一个一个祭牲被荆棘所缠他的脚上。
So they took the ram and sacrificed in place of Isaac.
他们就把这个公羊带到祭坛上来献祭。
And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides.
亚伯拉罕就把这个地叫做耶和华以勒，我的神必然预备。
Brothers and sisters, do we have any need?Can you please your hand?
姊妹们，我们有需要吗？请你举起你的手。
Is there any need we have?
我们有什么需要吗？
We do have a lot of needs.
我们真的有许多
需要。The young people have their own needs.
我们的年轻人有他们的需要。
The older people have their needs.
老年人有他们的需要。
The only difference is the degree.
只需要的不一样，只是他们的程度不一样。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
但是我告诉你们，弟兄姊妹们。
He is Jehovah Jireh.
他是耶和华以勒。
He is the Lord who provides.
他是我们的供给者。
Do you want more?
你还要更多的吗?
He is also Jehovah Nissi.
他是耶和华尼西。
He is the Lord is my banner.
就是耶和华尼西我们的旌旗。
This is when the children of Israel was in Exodus.
就是在以色列民众出埃及的时候。
They're fighting against the Amalekites.
他们要打与亚玛利人征战。
And the Lord gave them the victory.
但是主就给了他们打了胜仗。
And Moses built an altar and called that place Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner.
摩西就在那里筑坛说。 这耶和华尼西，我们的主是我们的旌旗。
Sometimes we feel that the enemy is just too much.
我们有时候觉得这个仇敌真的是太嚣张了。
How can we overcome the world?
我们怎么才能胜过世界呢？
How can we overcome this kind of temptation?
我们怎么才能胜过这个试探呢？
There is a saying in the world today.
在这个世上有一句话这样说。
If you can't beat them, join them. Right?
如果你不能打败他们，你就加入他们。
But since we are a chosen generation, how can we overcome this temptation?
那我们是神的选民，我们怎么才能与他？我们不能与他们为伍。
Especially the young people.
特别是年轻人。
I know that the temptation now is much more than the temptation before.
我知道年轻人现在所面临的环境。 所遭遇的试探比我们以前还要大还要多。
remember one thing, the Lord is your banner.
但是记住，耶和华是你的旌旗。
He's the one who will lead you from victory to victory.
他一定让你们从胜利走上胜利。You
know, our banner is a white banner.
我们自己的旌旗只是一个投降的旗子。
It means I surrender.
意思就是说我们要降服。But
when the Lord is our banner,
但是当神是我们的旌旗,
it's a victory.
是胜利的旗子。
Amen, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
And he's also Jehovah Rapha.
而且他是 耶和华 Rapha,
he is the Lord who heals thee.
他是大能的医治者。
This happens in the book of Exodus.
这个也是从出埃及记。
When the children of Israel was tested at the water of Marah.
当在马拉。 它这个水是苦水的时候，
and the water is bitter, and the Lord what? Just cast down the water, and cast down the tree, and the water becomes sweet.
神就让这个树， 倒这个水里， 这个水就变甜了。
And the Lord told the children of Israel,
神就告诉， 以色列民众，
He said, if you hearken my voice and do what is right, and do according to my commandments, I will put none of these diseases that have brought upon the Egyptian to be upon thee.
他说：“如果你照着我的教训，照着我的吩咐去遵行的话，那这些所有埃及人所面临的灾祸和疾病，必不临到你们的身上。”
For I am the God who healeth thee.
他说：“因为我是那位医治的神。”
Sometimes when you look through the book of this Old Testament,
当你看这个旧约的时候，
the Lord has a lot of dietary laws.
在这个旧约的里面，神有许多对话的方式。
No, dietary laws, 吃的不能吃的。
You use another word?
Dietary. Oh, in other words,
就是消化的吃的。
These things you cannot eat, that thing you cannot eat.
关于我们的饮食，神对我们有这样的要求，这个能吃，那个不能吃。
You cannot eat fish without scales.
你不能吃有鳞的，没有鳞的鱼。
You cannot eat pork.
不能吃猪肉。
You cannot eat shrimps and crabs.
不能吃虾和蟹。
When I was young, I said, how could the Lord be so picky?
那我就说神为什么这样的挑剔呢？
But in today's medical science,
但今天的科学医学中讲到，
we know that the Lord is good. He is protecting his people.
我们知道主的意思是美的， 他要来保护他的选民。
Because all these things that I mentioned will has high in cholesterol.
因为这些我刚才所有说到的， 它的那个热量都很高。
So he asked the children, don't eat those.
他所以告诉他的民们说， 子民们说，
then you prevent all kinds of these diseases.
这样的话你就可以避免许多的疾病。
Is the Lord good?
我们的神好吗？
He is the God who healeth thee.
他的是那位医治大门的神。
And sometimes the Lord, even the washing of the pots, he said, you need to wash the pots with running water.
所以当时神在讲到说洗锅的时候，锅和盆的时候，说你要用流水 来洗。
And he said if the pot is made of clay and if there are cracks, you need to throw the pot away.
他说如果这个锅是用泥来做的，如果这个泥有裂痕的话，你要把它扔掉。
I was thinking, how the Lord, even the washing of the pot, you want to had a deal with that?
那我在想，这个主为什么教导关于怎么样洗锅这件事儿？
But we know that if the pot has some cracks.
我们知道如果这个锅有一个裂纹的话
and we cook on them,
如果我们再继续用它
做饭 even though how much you wash it, some residue went through the cracks.
那如果不管你洗了多少次总会有一些渣子留在饭里
and when you continue to, when the food continues to be on those cracks, it will what? Contaminate.
如果那些食物再继续在这些渣缝里不能出来的话我们的食物就有污染。
And so if we cook some more food, then it contaminated the whole thing that you cook.
如果我们再继续用这个锅再做饭的话，那有更大的污染。
So we understand why the Lord asked them if there's a crack, you need to throw the pot away.
所以这是我们就明白神为什么说，如果这个锅里面有个裂纹的话，你要把这个锅扔掉。
Why? Because it is God who healeth thee.
因为神是医治的神。
Not only He heals us, He prevents us from getting sick.
他不光医治我们，而且他告诉我们怎么样防止来。
And this is only the physical aspect.
这只是关于肉身方面。
How about the spiritual aspect? The Bible tells us he heals the brokenhearted and set the captives free.
而且在属灵方面，他也医治我们，因为圣经上说他医治伤心的。
Sometimes we are so depressed.
有的时候我们是如此的沮丧。
It seems like no matter what kind of counsel we get from the brother and sister, we are just remain brokenhearted.
不管弟兄姊妹们如何安慰我，我们的心总是不能得到满足。
I know three brothers.
我知道有三个弟兄。
Their case are identical.
他们的状况都是一样的。
Because they love a sister.
因为他们都喜欢上一个姊妹。
And they got rejected.
而且他们都被拒绝了。
I'm also the before I had that kind of experience.
我在这之前也有这样的经历。
How do you feel when you are rejected?
当你被拒绝的时候，
Your heart is broken, right?
你的心就碎了，对吗？
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
So those two brothers came to me once.
他们这两个弟兄来找我一次。
I told them, you know, the Lord will provide you not what you want, but what you need.
我告诉他们说，主会为你们预备他要给你的，而不是你所需要的。
And you know what? Afterwards, they just found another sister. The Lord provide another sister, much much better.
所以之后主为他们预备的要比他们想要的更好。
Hallelujah!
感谢赞美主。
It is God who healeth me.
这是主来医治他们。
The thing is, are we going to turn to Him?
那问题是我们要转向他吗？
He's also Jehovah Ra.
他也是耶和华 Ra.
It is the Psalms 23.
诗篇里二十三篇。
Ra means the Lord is my shepherd.
意思是耶和华是我的牧者。
Well, I believe every one of you loves this verse.
我相信在座的每一位都非常爱这个经节。
When we feel that there is no, we are so confused, we don't know what direction to take.
我们有的时候如此的困惑，我们都不知道该怎么做。
The Lord is Jehovah Ra.
但是主他是我们的牧者。
Brothers and sisters, there's so much more.
弟兄姊妹，这个含义太多了。
We just need to what? To come to His Word and God will reveal Himself to you.
我们只是需要来到他的话语的光中，神自然他会把自己来启示给我们。
This is the road to spiritual maturity.
这只有走在这条路上，我们才可以达到基督的身量。
Firstly, we need to know Him.
第一点，我们要知道他。
Secondly,
第二点
，What kind of attitude should we have?
我们的态度应该是什么呢
？Firstly, we need to be humble.
第一点，我们需要来谦卑。
The Bible tells us God hates the proud, giveth grace to the humble.
圣经告诉我们说，神痛恨骄傲的，他与谦卑的人同行。
The Bible tells us, you know, humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God, and in due time He will lift you up.
他说如果你在降服在他大能的手下当时间到的时候他一定会解救你
A lot of times our prayer is not answered
与许多的时候我们的祷告不蒙垂听
Because we don't humble ourselves
因为我们不能谦卑在神面
前 On the one hand we pray we still on the other hand we continue to do our thing
有我们在一方面在祷告，一方面却照自己的心意行事。
The Bible tells us we need to humble ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，我们需要来谦卑。
Secondly, we need to be had a hungry heart.
第二点，我们必须要一个饥渴慕义的心。
We want to when we come to the Lord, say, Lord, I want to know you more.
我们来到主的面前，要有一颗心智，说主啊，我想要更多的知道你。
You know, 2 weeks ago, Brother Jack Lee was sharing a message.
两个星期之前有一个弟兄来分享一个信息。
He said a lot of Chinese speaking saints came to the United States.
他说有许多中国的说法来到美国。
And they you know they eat in the school canteen.
say it again. Sorry.
Canteen, you know the cafeteria.
他们都在学校的食堂吃饭。
So the person who get the food will just put some food on their plate.
所以这个他来拿饭的时候，他去拿饭的时候，人们就把饭放在他的盘子里。
And a lot of them felt like it's not enough.
那许多的时候，这些孩子觉得不够。
But the problem is they cannot communicate because they are Chinese speaking.
那他们就不能有良好的交通，因为他们大多数只讲中文，讲的英文不好，所以弟兄就告诉他们说
，just one word.
只有一句话。
When you feel it's not enough.
当你觉得不够的时候
，you tell the person more.
你告诉那个人我要更多啊，我还要。
So you put more.
他要再放，你就说再多一点。
Today when we come before the Lord.
当我们今天来到主的面前
，you want to say Lord more.
我们要对主说，主啊，我还要。
I want to know more about you.
我想要更加的认识你。
The problem is we are just but too proud.
我们问题是我们实在是太骄傲了。
We feel like it's enough.
我们觉得好像我们已经知足了。
Today we need to have a hunger spirit.
今天我们要有一个饥渴慕义的心。
I want to know more about you, Lord Jesus.
我想要主啊，我要更加知道你。
I want to more to experience more about you, Lord Jesus.
我想要更多的经历你。
Thirdly,
第三点
，we need to have submissive spirit.
我们必须要有顺服的灵。
Lord, speak, Lord.
主啊，求你讲。
Your servant listen.
你仆人谨听。
What you say, I will do.
你所说的我就去做。
No, a lot of times we just don't want God already revealed Himself to us.
那有许多的时候，主已经把自己启示给我们。
He clearly show us the way how to do it.
已经告诉我们该怎么样做。
But yet we feel like, Lord, I had a better method.
但是我们却说，主啊，我的方法更好。
That's why we stop right there.
然后我们就不能前进了。
There is no growth in life.
我们的生命就不能成长了。
Yes, we need to know more about Him.
是的，我们需要更加认识基督。
But we need to submit ourselves to Him.
同时，我们必须要降服在他的旨意当中。
Thirdly,
第三点。
How does God do these things?
那主是神是怎么样行事呢
？How does He reveal Himself to us?
他怎么样向我们启示他自己呢
？How does He, you know, reveal how the way He works?
他怎么样来启示他的做事的法则呢
？By what the revelation of the Bible
是藉着圣经的启示。
You know the Bible tells us who He is and how He works.
圣经告诉我们他是什么样的神和他做事的法则。
So there is no shortcut.
没有捷径。
Every person who wants to know more God, about God, we just need to come before the living Word of God.
所有想要认识神更多的认识神的人都要来到这个活水的神的活水的泉源。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, come.To the Lord's Day meeting, hearing the message is enough.
那有的时候，如果你认为只要来到主日来听一听信息就够了。
Brothers, I tell you, it's not enough.
弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你，绝对不够。
Daily, we need to come to the Word of God.
我们每天都要来读主的话语。
Because this is the basis in which God revealed Himself to us.
因为主的话语是来向我们启示的依据。
Even the word that we share today.
今天，甚至我们今天所分享的这一切。
It's all in the basis of the Word of God.
都是基着这个圣经里主的话语。
Secondly, how does God reveal Himself to us?
第二点，神怎么向我们启示他自己
？The Bible tells us is God gave the church apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers.
圣经告诉我们说，神给我们有教师，有使徒，有先知，有讲道的，有牧师。
So for the edification of the saints.
要来教导我们。
For the what? The building up of the body of Christ.
好，叫我们的身体能够长成。
That you we might come as a perfect man.
好，叫我们成为完全。
You know the Bible tells us in Ephesians.
圣经里面以弗所书告诉我们。
It says here, let me read to you again.
让我再向你读一下。
Till we all come to the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So we thank God.
所以我们感谢神。
In the church today, God raised up so many gifts of the church.
在我们今天的教会里，神给我们这么多的恩赐。
Evangelists, apostles, teachers.
有传福音的，有使徒，还有教师。
So don't belittle all this gift.
那不要小看这一切的恩赐。
And I will even say.
我甚至要说。
Concerning teachers.
关于教师。
The godly mothers are teachers.
我们所有这些属灵的母亲。都是我们的教师。
If we just depend upon apostles, evangelists,
如果我们今天只来依靠这些使徒和传福音的
to teach us, it is very limited.
这个是有限的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we thank God.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Especially the young people, you need to thank God.
特别是年轻人，请你们感谢主。
God gave you some godly parents.
神给你们敬虔的父母。
These godly parents are teachers.
敬虔的父母是你们的教师
to teach us the ways of God.
好叫你们知道神的做事的方式
Today I can stand here as Brother Lawrence.
我今天能够站在这里做你们的弟兄劳伦斯
I thank God for my mom and my dad.
我为我的父母而感谢神
Who always, you know, sometimes we feel like, oh, the parents are so nagging.
So, 有的时候我们觉得我们的父母太啰嗦了
When we are about to do that, oh, don't do that, don't do that.
我们要做什么事情他们就说别做别做
Oh, this is the way you do things.
这你们应该这样做
When we are about to love the world.
我们要去爱世界的时候
And they want us, don't do that.
他们就警告我们说不要这样
We feel like we want to be independent.
我们觉得我们自己要成独立
Especially I'm working among high schoolers.
特别是我与这些高中生一起查经我经常就问他们说如果你从高中毕业了之后你到哪儿去
要学习呢
有许多人就告诉我说我要离休斯顿越远越好
you know the reason why I don't need to say it
你知道这个是为什么原因我不需要告诉你
it is so sad
这个是如此的
The blessing is there, the protection is there, yet we get away from this protection.
所有的祝福和保护都在这里，但是我们需要远离这些。
A lot of them, after they came back.
那有许多的时候，他们又回来了。
You can recognize who they are.
当他们回来的时候，你简直都不能认出他们是谁。
One time, this brother came back with an earring.
有一次，这个弟兄回来竟然戴了个耳环。
What happened?
怎么回事？
But if they are in the midst of their parents, this wouldn't have happened.
如果他们在他们的父母亲的周围，也许这样的事就不会发生。
We need to thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要感谢神。
He gave us so many gifts.
他给了我们如此的恩赐，多的恩赐。
Even the brothers, if they come to you and try to correct you, don't get mad.
如果弟兄姊妹们过来要来指正你的话，请你不要为生气。
Don't feel like this is a private matter.
不要觉得这是一个私人的问题。
The brothers came to you and trying to warn you because they love you.
弟兄们过来来警告你，是因为他们爱你。
And exactly this is what the book of Colossians said.
特别这里是哥罗西书里面讲到。
It says here, teaching every man, warning every man.
他说警戒个人，教导个，劝诫个人，教导个人。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to thank God for this gift.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天要为着这一切的恩赐感谢神。
We need to thank God for all the gifts to teach us who God is and to warn us that we might walk properly and gain spiritual maturity.
所以我们要知道怎么样有这样的知识，知道神是哪一位，并且教导得到教导，让我们怎么样走上这条道路。
Now on our part, what should we do?
那我们怎么样才能做出来呢
？Paul said.
保罗说
He says here, I'm striving, okay?
他说我为此劳苦
He said, I labor, I strive according to his working.
他说我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运
行的大力 In other words, we need to labor.
换句话说我们要劳苦
God's grace is free.
是的神的恩典是白白的
But in order to know the grace of God,
但是要想知道神的恩典
we need to labor in his word.
我们必须要来苦读他的话语。
Sometimes we feel like, how could this brother be so spiritual, know so much concerning the word of God?
那有的时候我们就觉得说，为什么这个弟兄如此的属灵，他的圣经的知识怎么那么多呢
？Because he spent so much time in the word of God.
因为他在神的话语当中花了很大的功夫。
No, brother Wei is an example.
那魏弟兄就是个很好的。
Every time he speaks.
每次他讲的时候
you feel that the word of God is just in him.
你就觉得神的话就在他的里面
It just flow out from him.
就是从他的里面流出来了
Is it because something magical happened? No.
是什么神奇的事情发生了吗
Because every day he just consume himself in the Word of God.
Secondly, we
need to apply the Word of God in us.
Yes, God
might reveal himself to you.
是的, 神会启示自己,
but have you applied it?
但是你付诸行动了吗?
It reminds me in the Bible, in the Gospel, where there's a woman with the issue of blood.
就是我想到福音书里面有这样一个故事, 想到这个, 血漏的妇人。
And this woman wants to be healed.
这个妇人她想要得医治。
And he, when he saw Jesus passing by,
她看到耶稣, 过去的时候,
she says in her heart, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be well.
他对自己说, 如果我只是摸一下他衣服的穗子, 我就能被医治。
Because he believes it is God who healeth thee, right?
因为他相信耶稣有医治的大能。
This is knowledge.
这是知识。
But does she got healed? No.
他得了医治吗? 不会的。
Until that moment when she stretched forth her hand and touched the hem of the garment and the issue of blood stopped.
直到那一刻, 他伸出他的手, 触摸了耶稣衣服上的穗子, 立刻他就得了医治。
When she touched,
当他摸了他的穗子,
then the healing comes in.
所以这个医治的能力就到了他的身上。
That's why the book of James said,
所以雅各书说道,
for faith without works is dead.
没有行为的信心是死的。
God revealed himself to us.
主把自己启示给我们。
And he might want us to do something else.
他可能让我们做另外一些事情。
When we do it,
当我们做的时候,
then we start to experience who God is.
我们才能经历我们所信的神是什么样的一位。
Remember when the children of Israel used to cross the Jordan River?
记得, 以色列民过约旦河的时候是吗?
Step on the water.
神说, 把你的脚踏入约旦河。
He asked the high priest, step on the water.
他告诉那些祭司们说, 踏入约旦河,
when the priest stepped on the water,
当祭司踏入约旦河的时候,
then the Jordan River split up.
约旦河就分开,
and the children of Israel walked through dry land.
这以色列人过,
do we want to experience more of Christ?
弟兄姊妹们, 你难道不想要多多的经历基督吗?
Do we want to experience more dependent upon him?
你不要多多的经历来信靠他吗?
How we need a submissive spirit.
我们是多么的需要有一个降服的灵。
So in this new year,
在这个新年的里面,
we hope and pray.
我们希望我们能够祷告,
Lord, I want more.
主耶稣, 我们需要更多。
Whatever you said, I said amen.
你所有你说的, 我都照着去做。
Then I believe God will work more in you.
我坚信神一定在你的里面继续动工。
Then when you look back,
当你回首的时候,
then you see we are a different person.
你就会说, 我是一个不一样的人了。
Christ grow in us.
基督在我的里面长成了身量。 基督在我的里面居住了。
Before I'm independent of him,
我曾经是
now I am more dependent upon him.
我现在是完全的依靠他。
Christ is no longer a doctrine.
基督不再只是一个教条,
but a reality.
但是已经成为实际。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
愿我们再有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you.
主耶稣早间我们感谢你。
You are the God who is the solution to all our problems.
你是那位神能够解决我们所有的问题。
And you desire to reveal yourself to us.
你有心愿来把自己启示给我们。
Today we just humble ourselves before you.
我们今天就降服在你的面前。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we want to know you more.
主我们愿意祷告说, 我们愿意知道你更多。
We want to subject ourselves in your mighty hand.
我们愿意降服在你大能的手下。
Lord, work more of yourself into us.
愿你的工作继续的加深, 不停止。
That you will increase in us and we decrease.
你增多愿我们减少。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.